Blog Talk Radio.
But I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept showing me series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying, and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening for me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my seed is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening for me. And then we'll cover our family. I'm covering my family. I'm making better decisions. Destroying every addiction. Lift your hands and go with me and I say, I accept your blessing. I trust you with my future. Cause your way of life, come on, sing it, is the best thing for me. We're just gonna go here and let's just take it all the way in and let's worship him. Sing it like you mean it.
Happening for me.
I won't apologize. No more feeling.
Hallelujah. It keeps happening to me.
Hallelujah,
somebody.
Hallelujah. It keeps happening to me. I want to apologize, but it keeps happening to me. Keep happening for me. God's trying to bless you, your family, and everything around you. Sometimes you have to break some things down to make some things happen. Sometimes you have to build some things up so that we can go into purpose. Hallelujah. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And I love to say, where we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed, hallelujah, to be a blessing. God is awesome. He doesn't change. He doesn't change his mind about us. But these blessings just keep happening. They keep happening. And I want you to tell somebody, I shall not want. Listen, I shall not want. Amen. Speak and you shall find. Knock. Hallelujah. Knock and the door shall be open. Hey, well, that word is dead. Say, I shall not want. If we don't quit, it's going to manifest. Amen. I just get so excited to think about. How about you? How about you? Are you truly excited about the things of the King? Are you truly excited about how God is happening in our life? And then he turns around and looks bad. When he turns around and works together for our good, if we just keep out of the way, if we let God have his way, if we be still and see the salvation of the Lord, let God move. God rule. God has to chop down some things to build up some things. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out. Get ready. Eternity is at the door. Amen. Eternity has not been in vain. This journey has not been in vain. Amen. And it keep happening for me. Glory to God. Well, I want to thank you again, and I'm going to just play a short segment of this song. And then the next voice, we're going to let my son, going to bring a testimony. And in the testimony, he's going to share just a few words of life experience, and we're going to wrap it all up. But today I'm going to be talking about pride before fall. Pride before destruction. Pride. We're going to be talking about how God allow us to become what he want us to be. But every single body on the line, every single one of us have a testimony. There's a testimony in your spirit. So he's going to bring a short testimony. He has many. And I want to encourage everyone to get your Bibles out, and I'm going to ask you, as he's getting the testimony, that you would turn to Proverbs 16. An elder will read right after the testimony. We're going to do it a little bit different today. He's going to read right after the testimony, Proverbs 16, and he's going to read verses 1 through 21. We're going to tell the story, how we made it over. Amen. But while Edward is preparing himself, I want you to say, it keep happening for me. I'm just going to play a little portion of that, and the next voice you'll hear is Edward with the testimony.
But I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept showing me series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening for me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my seed is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening for me. And then we'll cover our family. I'm covering my family. I'm making better decisions. Destroying every addiction.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Okay, testimony.
Yes.
Okay, testimony.
Yes. We hear you. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Okay. Okay, yeah, the timing is getting ready to take off, so I gotta make this quick. The things that happen and the things that you know. I'm on the fly, so I'm gonna have to keep going. I know you're on the line, and you wanted me to do this testimony, and you wanted me to get 5 minutes. It is presumed time, but in this divine time, I'm on a move. I'm getting ready to make a move, so I gotta make this quick. But just everything happened for a reason, and everything happened the way that God has it. So there's a season for everything. And you allow God to reveal what He reveals in season. So you take from what life's telling you, and you grab onto that, and you don't hold it nothing against nobody, but you just know in spirit how you should go through. You're not perfect, but you know in spirit what God has for you to know. So. That's the best way of putting it. Is there a way I can come back towards the end of the line and give my 5 minute testimony? Is that possible, Prophetess?
Are you able to hear me?
Right, I can hear you now.
Okay, praise God. Yes, you can give it at the end. Go in Godspeed and be at God's peace, and I'll bring you back on in just a few minutes. You still can hear me?
Yes, at the end. I heard you. Thank you.
Okay, remember what we talked about. Just stay on the line. Amen.
Glory to God. We want to move forward. And I just pray that everyone is still here with me and you stay on the line with me. I'm going to ask Elder if he would be able to come in. And I don't see you on the board. Amen. If he would just read the scripture for us. We just come against any disturbance in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bind up the hand of the enemy. We command you to loose your hold in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that there will be no backlashes. There will be no retaliation in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you rule and you super rule. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Father, I thank you that we are yours, belonging to you. And no matter what, that you will always win. We will win in the name of Jesus. We will win in Jesus' name. Let us be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let us be still and see the salvation of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. This is Elder QT, and I will be reading from Proverbs, coming from the NIV version, and reading Proverbs 16, 1 and 20, 1 to 21. And the Bible says, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord come the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of the heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Amen. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's ways, he calls their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord established their steps. The lips of a king speaks as an oracle, and his mouth does not betray justice. Honest scales and balance belongs to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of his making. Kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value the one who speaks what is right. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but the wise will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life, for his favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. The highways of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share blunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. Amen, amen. Let's adhere to the reading of the word. Amen, amen. In James 4 and 6, it states that he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble. Amen. How many people do we know have so much pride that they can't ask someone when they're thirsty for a drink of water? How many people we know that have so much pride that when it's cold outside, they won't even knock on the door to ask to come in? How many people we know that have so much pride that when someone walk up to them that's not in their background or not from their culture or not from their economic ways of living, they frown, they push back? Amen. How many people we know have that much pride? See, but God's grace will be extended to those who are humble before him. And we need to humble ourselves. See, God opposes. He opposes. Means he resists and sends judgment for the proud. You have chosen the praise and the method of the world. And we are That makes pride God's enemy. It doesn't make pride an ally of God. Amen. So when we become haughty and when we think we got it all, when we think we did it all on our own and we didn't do it and without the help of our Savior, we think that, hey, the world is built around us. You know, I did it by myself. But God will bring you down. Pride will allow you to fall to your knees. Pride will allow you to be lonely on the inside. Pride will allow you to be so sad, so angry within that only thing people see is what you glorify, and that's your money, your card, your house, your education, whatever you put above our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're talking about pride. We're talking about people that boast. You know, and the part of Psalms is 75:4. It says, "I say to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horn." I mean, God is talking to us. Lift up your horn. The horn is a symbol of power. And God is saying that, yeah, okay, do not lift up your horn. You know, you got like politicians and police officers and doctors and lawyers. You know, when they get into that status and into that economic, that level, they think that they have so much power. So when the Bible says, you know, do not lift up your horn, the horn is power. And some people lift up their horn all the time. That's all they do is swing their horns around because they want to exert their power. They want people to see that I got power. I want you to listen to me because the power I have, you don't have. Lifting up your horn is just a symbol of power. That's all it is. But God said, do not lift it up. And thus to lift it up or exalt it is to make a public exertion of your power. See, God warns the ungodly. You know, he tells us not to lift up the horn and promise that he will lift up the horns of the faithful. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. Amen. And we're going to let him reign. We're going to let him reign. I'm going to turn you back over to Prophetess, Pastor Prophetess Teresa.
Amen. You know, you really have to know Satan's devices. His devices does not change. The things that Satan does, he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And if we don't recognize that every single time he comes against unity, he comes against purpose, he comes against your peace. And we have to be wise enough to understand when Satan is moving, when Satan is working. And in the midst of him working, if God's trying to develop you, you'll fall in that trap if you're not wise as a serpent. You have to be wise. You have to choose your words wisely. Amen. And I want to just encourage everyone online to understand that pride is before a fall. Because sometimes pride come in and it's all about you, your feelings, how you think. But the enemy will put false thinking in your mind, in your spirit, so that you can turn against what's best for you. Amen. I don't know if Elder read 1 John 2:16. Amen. But I'm going to just go over it. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but from the world. So it's a warning against all that's in the world. John does not demonize the whole created order, but rather he gives an example, the desires of the flesh. What are the desires of the flesh? The flesh want to be made happy. The flesh want to feel proud. The flesh want to feel prideful. The flesh. So what we have to guard against is our human desires. And listen, our human desires is part of God's creation, but therefore we inherit evil ways because of sin. We become twisted when we're not directed toward God, toward his goals. We get twisted. So I want to encourage everyone on the line to understand that Satan come in and he make you think about your feelings, you. And that ultimate is nothing but pride. So let's try to think how another person is going to feel. Let's try to think their pain, have compassion on others as well as hearing what God is saying. Pride comes before a fall, before destruction. Amen. Amen. You know, Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, listen what it says. Now that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. So sometimes we compare ourselves with other people. You know, Paul was talking about those he opposed say he is bold and strong in his letter. But Paul, he does not dare to join into their kind of self-recommendation. You know, they are without understanding because he's not boasting about himself. He's not boasting about his ways. He's not boasting about being bold and strong. See, humility is what we have to embrace. Even though someone give you a compliment, even though someone, it's going to be a season where you get built up, is a season where you may be torn down. But whatever season it is, we have to embrace what God is doing. So if he's tearing some things down off of us, so be it. Don't be the accuser of the brethren. Satan is deceptive. Satan is he will deceive you. He will make you think something is this way, and it could be the total opposite way. And then pride get in the way, the ugly, stinky pride. We have to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus, that we're able to hear what God is doing. I say thank you, Jesus, that we're able to try the Spirit by the Spirit and to know when it's God. And we have to walk in that light. We have to walk in the life of knowing that if it's God or if it's not God. So if you embrace something that's negative, prayer gonna get in the way. Pride gonna make you think about you. And the Bible says pride before destruction. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. See, as the Bible says, as I was reading this, better it is to be a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the pride. I'm going to say it again. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly, with the less than to divide all this stuff with the proud. I'm going to say it one more time. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils with the proud. See, he that handles a matter wisely, the Bible says, shall find good. And whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. So the wise in heart shall be called prudent. And the sweetness of the lips increase learning. Pride go before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So it's better is the little with righteousness than the great revenues without right. It's better to just have a little and be in righteousness than be great and have a whole lot without with being with others is not right. And then, you know, so everyone that is proud in heart, the Bible said it's abomination to the Lord. We're so proudful. God said, I can't deal with you. You got too much going on within. Join hands with humility. Embrace being humble. Embrace God's way of doing things. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils of the proud. Amen. The devil is a liar because everything that he tries is going to be exposed. Everything that he does is going to be exposed. Everything that he try to trip us with, his ungodly ways. See, an ungodly man dig up. Listen to me. Let me say it again. And a ungodly man gonna dig up evil stuff. And in his lips there is as a burning fire. So we try the spirit by the spirit, and we know if it's God. So when a person walks in a lot of pride, all God doing is breaking them down. He's gonna be humble. He's going to break them down to be meek. And some of us won't embrace it until everything's gone, even our life. So the Bible says a forward man stirs up strife and whisper separation to his friends. The enemy tries to divide, to conquer. So you have to recognize the enemy. He divides to conquer. I don't care who he's working through, but we have to recognize that pride comes before fall. Amen. Amen. And I want to see if Edward is ready. Amen. Tyrell, are you there? Amen. Amen. Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he lost his signal, but nevertheless, we're going to prepare for our communion, and we're going to get ready. But I want you to keep in your spirit that pride comes before a fall. Amen. A haughty way God does not like. It's abomination. Amen. So let us began to go into a place of prayer. I don't know where Tyrell is, but continue to lift him up in prayer as he embraces call to ministry, as he embraces what God have called him to do, that he would grow and hear God's voice and move at God's command. Amen. Let me just check one more time. Are you there, Tyrell?
Hello, you asking?
Amen. Are you with us?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Well, you ready for your testimony?
Yeah, I told you I'd do it. A 5-minute testimony. Here we go.
I mean, it's up to you. It's up to you. You would like to give it this week or would you like to give it next week? It's up to you. No rush, no hurries.
I make it short because I don't want to say my word. I'll make it real quick. I make it 2-3 minutes, and then next week I actually give a more intuitive testimony. But yeah, my spirit is just I was pretty much saying just allow God to move the direction that that with the current, you know, flow with the flow of the season, and allow God to show you who He is through the things that may occur and the things that may not occur. So you just stay true to who you are, because there's God within you. And I will elaborate more on the testimony. Sorry about the delay. I ended up having to move around more than I planned on during this time frame, and I apologize for not giving the full testimony. But next week I'll make sure that I'll be prepared and more prepared to deliver the testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, when God is moving in your life, the enemy does everything he can to try to stop it. He does everything he can to try to destroy it. He does everything he can to cause discord. Everything he can to get us off our grounds, our faith in him. And he'll send distractions, and he'll make you think certain things so you can take your eyes off the prize, so you can take your eyes off the mark. But pride come before destruction. And so we don't lean to our own understanding. We acknowledge God in all our ways so he can direct our path. Amen. And I just decree and declare that Edward will be preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank everyone. I want you to get your communion ready. We do this every Sunday. We have communion. And communion is we commune with God afresh. We ask him to forgive us for anything we may have done or said that's not pleasing. We ask him to allow us to forgive ourselves, because we all miss it. We all mess up. But communion gives you a fresh start. It's a new beginning. It's a slap in the inner face, because you said, yes, I failed, but I got back up, and I'm still at it. Yes, I missed the mark, but I'm getting back up. I'm still at it. I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not miss what God have called me to do. I shall not. Amen. So when we do communion, I want you to understand that it's God's way of fixing every situation that we thought was unfixable. It's God's way of solving the problem. It's God's way of healing us. God's way of getting us back on the right path. It's forgiveness. We not only forgive others, but we forgive ourselves. And we don't hold them hostage. We let them off the hook, and then we continue to march, because if we don't, we'll fall into the trap of discord. We'll fall into the trap of division. We'll fall into the trap of presuming that something happened, assuming that this happened. So other than that, we stay focused, and we understand that we have already won. The body was broken. We're going to be broken. Being broken is a good thing. Being broken of yourself, of your way of thinking. Being broken of, let me be healed, God, so I can truly be a blessing. Break me, make me, mold me. Amen. So break that bread and let it be a symbol of your life being broken, because Jesus was broken. Amen. So let's eat together and let's be made whole. We're made whole. By faith, we're healed. Amen. Just tell him, I shall not want. Let us drink together the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I lost my fight, he'll be your light and he'll be your strength. Listen to the song.
Hallelujah. I'm getting all my stuff back.
So you began. You tell the Lord that you shall not want. You tell the Lord that ask him for the healing, ask him for purpose, ask him for direction, ask him for mercy, ask him for grace, ask him to lead you, ask him to guide you, ask him to direct you. And every single time that God leading and directing you, you're going to walk into peace. You're going to walk in peace. You'll walk in purpose. You'll walk in goodness. Just say hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Because I shall not want. Amen. Amen, somebody. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Hallelujah. 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 So we're going to end with this. We're going to end with a word of prayer. Stay in prayer. Stay in faith. Lean not to your own understanding. Be humble behind the cross. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand. We thank you we will not be deceived by Satan devices. We thank you, Lord God, that anything around us is of you. Anything that's not like you, Lord God, we command it to go now in Jesus' name. Take your bags and take flight in Jesus' name. We command the peace of God to rest, rule, and abide in our life. Let your heart say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. We say, God bless you. Let his mercy be upon you. Let his grace lead you. And we just ask you that you would give time to stay in God's presence. Let it rain in your life. Let it rain the good things of God. Don't trip over the enemy's trap. God bless everyone. Have a terrific and marvelous rest of the day. God bless you.
Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Lord. Consume me with your love. Haro toto semananai. Ora mani ki andolo non sinene. Help, Jesus. Surround me, oh Lord. at your presence. Feel this place. Surround me, oh Lord, yeah. Surround me, oh Lord. Surround me, oh Lord, yeah. Let your presence feel this place. Jesus, my prayer is today that you would surround me. Oh Lord, in a matter of faith, can't get it, surround me. Oh Lord Jesus, surround me. Oh Jesus, your presence fill this place. Jesus, surround me. Oh Lord, I want you more than anything. Jesus, surround me. Oh Jesus, I want more of you. Gotta have more of you, Jesus. Surround. Hey Jesus, have your way in me. Have your way in this place, Jesus. Show them I care tonight. Oh Jesus, surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Lord. Let your presence fill this place. Hey, let your presence fill this place. Let your presence fill this place. Fill this place. Fill this place. Fill this place, Lord. Fill this place. Go to the empty places in my heart and fill the place with you. I want your spirit. I want your nature. I want your power. I want your glory to fill the place. Fill the place. Fill this place with you, Jesus. Yeah. Fill this place with you, Lord. Let your presence surround, wrap your loving arms around, surround me, Jesus, wrap your loving arms around me, Jesus, surround me, Jesus, hey, oh, surround me, Lord. Let your presence, let your glory, let your power fill this place. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, pleasures forevermore, pleasures forevermore, pleasures forevermore. At your right hand, Lord, pleasures forevermore. When you fill the place, everything that like you has to go where you feel the place. Depression leaves when you feel the place. Anxiety leaves when you feel the place. Freedom comes when you feel the place. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is victory. Feel the place, Jesus. Feel the place, Jesus. Feel the place, Jesus. Feel the place, Jesus. Fill it with freedom. Fill it with power. Fill it with glory. Fill it with glory. Fill it with glory. Fill it with glory. Feel the place, Jesus. Let your presence fill the place. Let your presence fill this place. Let your presence fill this place. Surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Lord. I want to be with you, Jesus. In you I live, in you I move. In you I live, in you I move. In you I have my being. Surround me, Jesus, for my being is in you. I live in you, I move in you. Surround me, surround me, surround me, surround me. Surround me, surround me, surround me, Jesus. Surround me, Jesus. Let your presence fill. Fill the room with your glory, Lord. Let your presence fill this place of Jesus. Let your presence fill this place, Lord. This place, Jesus. This place, Lord. Fill this place.
God is just God all by himself. So if you're still on the line with me, I want to encourage you to walk in God's peace. Walk in his peace. Walk in his peace. Because pride before a fall. God bless everyone. And we'll be here next week. Same time, same place. Stay on the battlefield and walk in God's peace. Chase unity. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a terrific rest of your day.